The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to talk tech, and Jess Kelly is on the line. Jess, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, tell me about Elon Musk, Twitter and Apple. What is the spat all about?
Oh, it's just the story that will not end. So Elon Musk has been concerned for some time now that advertising on the platform has decreased, even though he says he's made no changes to the moderation on the platform. And yesterday evening, he decided to call out Apple, not only saying that it has halted most of its advertising on the platform, but it's also threatening to remove the app from the App Store. Now, if that was to happen, that would have a devastating impact on Twitter as a platform in the whole. You know, around 1 billion people have iPhones. So if those 1 billion people can't get access to the Twitter app via their iPhone, that is going to severely impact Apple or Twitter's stats and so on. So Musk was taking to Twitter asking, does Apple not like free speech in America? Are they anti-free speech? He also tweeted Tim Cook. He took a swipe at the fact that Apple takes 30% of the sales of app purchases, for example, within their App Store. So he seems to be gunning for Apple now. But what a lot of industry experts are saying is that rather than just taking a swipe at Apple, he's highlighting the fact that one of the biggest brands in the world no longer sees this platform as worth spending money on, which is probably more troublesome.
Yeah, because Apple presumably advertised its products on the Twitter platform. It pulled that. The other business, though, the threat to remove the app from the App Store, I thought maybe naively that once you downloaded it, that you had it and it would function, whereas new people mightn't be able to get it on an iPhone. Is that not the case? If it's gone from the App Store, does it not work anymore?
Now, if it's gone from the App Store, as I understand it, you see, it needs to have the anchorage within the App Store for updates and so on, for security patches. It all needs to come through the App Store. So as I understand it, you'd still be able to log on via your browser, but not having the app there would be detrimental. And for those who are wondering how Apple could do this, you know, is it just a bit of a power trip on Apple's part? That's not the case. Apple and Google and most app stores have a very strict criteria by which different apps have to adhere to be featured within the App Store. And there is a concern around Twitter's ability to handle moderation of hate speech on the platform. This has been a big talking point over the last number of weeks, particularly since Elon Musk let a number of its sort of senior executives go. So there are genuine concerns about the safety of the platform, the platform's ability to adhere to the different terms and conditions that it needs to, not only from the likes of Apple, but indeed from the European Union, from different governments. Like it does seem to be unravelling at the seams a little bit here.
Yeah, and obviously in Europe, he might complain to the European Commission about abuse of a dominant position. But I'm not sure he'd get a very understanding hearing given his behaviour.
No, and I think, you know, there's so much focus on it. And we heard it last week at Naroctus Committee in Ireland. You know, there were questions around how Twitter has done business in recent weeks. I think it was Louise O'Reilly from Sinn Féin that was asking the Director of Technology Ireland, you know, do these companies such as Twitter respect governments and laws? Because the way they're behaving would say not. And the key thing here is that there are so many regulations in place and there are so many questions as to whether or not Elon Musk has broken those regulations that, you know, he'd have to fight all those battles, I would think, before he'd get a fair hearing on his own side. So I do think that there's plenty more to come with this. But as I said, you know, Apple spent around $48 million on ads in the first quarter of this year. If they're not spending that kind of money on the platform again, Elon Musk's headaches are just going to get worse and it's going to have serious consequences over time.
And of course, it can be viral. Other advertisers say, well, if Apple don't like it, maybe we shouldn't be there either. But also, of course, you've got to bear in mind, Apple may have a problem with supply because of the situation in China. Maybe they don't need to advertise because they don't want an abundance of orders if they can't fill them.
Yeah, well, that is also true. We are hearing serious issues with the supply chain of Apple products, which is not ideal. However, Apple is more than just one thing at the, at this moment in time. It's no longer just the iPhone. There are other products. We also know that some of their services are very popular now with Apple TV, Apple Music, and so on. So they will always be worth shouting about, but I do think those supply chain issues are going to have a serious impact on the business as well.
All right, before we get to the questions, some breaking news. The planned increases in road tolls are to be deferred. The three coalition leaders agreed to the move at a meeting last night. Due to take effect in January on 9 of the country's 10 toll roads, not the tunnel, of course, but they will not rise until July of next year. Anyway, Jess, lots of questions for you. Let's start at the top. What use is Opera VPN and will it operate across all browsers?
Opera VPN. So VPN is a virtual private network, and the idea with that is it can disguise your location. So if you want to get into, say, Netflix and from a different region or anything like that, it can be done. Opera is sort of a web browser, and it depends on what you want to do with it. If you're not sure, if you're not overly familiar with what you're doing, I would steer clear of it and just use something like Chrome. If you need a VPN, Opera is a good idea. It is built into the browser. It is completely free, as I understand it. But if you're not 100% sure what you're doing, I would steer clear.
Could you ask Jess what would be the cheapest smartphone that I could get for my teenage son? At the moment, he's using my old iPhone, but I don't want to buy iPhone. They're too expensive.
Yeah, they are quite expensive. Now, you do have a few options. You could go for a refurbished device if you wanted. That way, then you could get an iPhone. You could get an older model that would be a bit more affordable. If you don't want to go down that route, Samsung have some really affordable devices at the moment, sort of in and around the 100 euro mark. So if you wanted to go with Samsung, I think the Galaxy S A13, excuse me, is a very solid phone. It looks really nice. It has really good spec and would be ideal for your teenager. Just bear in mind that it is worth always installing the Google Family Link so you can see what apps the child is using and get that extra peace of mind for yourself.
I have Series 5 Apple Watch. I can't set it to be always on. I have to press the crown wheel to see the time, and sometimes it's dark and unreadable. Any suggestions?
I'm trying to think if that always on feature came with the software update, because I have the Watch SE and it doesn't have it. So let me just, if you want to email techtalk@newstalk.com and I will get on to Apple and see what the best thing is, because as I understand it, when you press the crown and go to the home screen, you go to settings, you go to display, and then the always on should be able to turn it on and off. So if there's an issue with that, if you drop me an email, I'll get on to Apple and I'll see what we can do for you.
Why is my router prompting me to reset it over and over again? That's from Jim.
There could be a number of reasons. It could be something to do with security, or it could just be that it needs to reboot and do some form of update. So again, it could be worth getting on to your service provider and see if there's a wider issue, or if you can go into the portal. So if you have a login for your router, if you can go in, log in, see if there are any major updates due, and follow the steps on screen.
Because Windows 8 is no longer supported, could you recommend a company that does refurbished desktops? That's from Noel.
Yeah, I often recommend people go on to the Dell website. Dell have refurbished laptops there. There's also a number of great retailers around the country who sell refurbished laptops. There's Back from the Future in Dublin. There are, I think, Get Tech in Cork might also do laptops as well, or desktops, excuse me. So there are plenty of retailers around there, but I would look on the Dell website as a first port of call.
Having trouble changing from Revolut Junior to Normal when my daughter turned 18, just getting chatbots and algorithms can't get it done. That's from Anthony.
It should have happened automatically, as far as I know, if the child's date of birth was put in correctly. However, again, if you want to drop us an email, techtalk@newstalk.com, and I can get on to Revolut for you. It can be frustrating when you're interacting with those chatbots and so on, but if you drop me an email, I'll get on to Revolut for you today.
Okay. We are oldies, thinking of venturing into the world of smartphones. We seldom can follow anything that Jess says.
Oh no.
But has she any opinion on the Samsung A03? I don't know it, offered by OnePlus for €160?
Yeah, so the Samsung A03 is one of the more basic Samsung phones. It still looks beautiful. It wouldn't have the most high spec, but from your text, I'm assuming that doesn't necessarily matter to you. It is very affordable, very good camera, and it would be easy to use. So if this is your first sort of entrance into the world of smartphones, it is a good decision. You can also set it up in a simplified mode as well, so it'll be that bit easier for you to use. But I think absolutely go for it.
Okay. And this one, I have a Garmin Forerunner watch, which I use for tracking my cycling. It no longer works. I've tried all the suggestions available online, but to no avail. I've tried to find somewhere I can bring it to have someone look at it, but no luck. Any suggestions? That's from Jerry.
Yeah, the Love Tech team in Harvey Norman are very, very helpful. So if you bring a device in, you can have a look at and see if they can help you at all.
Okay, Jess, look, thank you very much. Next week, we're going to do a whole hour of Christmas gifting. So just if people have questions for you, they can send them in. And we'll also be demoing all the gifts, be they home domestic gifts or high tech gifts. We'll be demoing them next week. So, Jess, I'm looking forward to that.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.